Now, some pretty distressing video on doing the rounds. It's on our website now, but I do tell you it's distressing. A horse down in the city, one of the carriage horses. It's been posted by the animal liberationists or the anti-horses in the city. Well, the person who put it online, Spencer Porter, said, quote, "This is disgusting. 30-degree day in the city. Horse collapsing because they're not being given enough water." He said the horse was drinking out of the puddle. Said it was cruel and wrong and money and greed. More than 100,000 people have had a look at this video. On the line is the man from Unique Carriage Hire who runs the horse carriage. Dean Crichton, hello.
Good day, how are you?
Is the horse okay?
The horse is fine. It didn't collapse from exhaustion like people have been led to believe. What actually happened is just the horse next to it bit him on the neck, surprised him. He just slipped over. The driver just unclipped the traces and stood him back up again. So, you know, like it's...
He was having trouble getting back up. Is that because of the harness?
Because of the harness, yeah. Yeah, what they had to do is the horse was laying on the ground. They just had to undo the traces and the pole strap. And then the horse was free to stand up. So anyway, he stood up moments later and not a scratch on him. And here we go. It's on Facebook that the horse has collapsed through exhaustion and drinking water out of puddles.
Did the horse work on? Did it work for the rest of the day?
Oh, we did it probably another 2 hours, and I swapped him over at 6:30 that night. So,
okay.
not due to exhaustion or anything, just due to, you know, like his time was up, and we took him home, swapped him over, and brought out another pair and worked the evening. So,
well, have you know, is it possible for a horse to collapse from heat exhaustion?
Is it possible? No. We've got a code of practice set in place, and we don't work over 36 degrees. It was a beautiful day on Saturday, as we all know. I think it was about 26 or 27 degrees. We stood in the shade.
No, it was in the 30s mid-afternoon.
Was it?
Yeah.
Was it? Well, we were stood there, you know, watching the footy and listening to it on the radio, and there wasn't a lot going on because it wasn't very busy. And, yeah, you just looked over. But we don't run our horses in that sort of, you know, in... 37, 38 degree temperatures, we just don't do it.
Okay, so you're insisting the horse is okay and it wasn't exhaustion?
No.
Or lack of water?
They said it was drinking out of puddles on the road through due to thirst and whatever. We'd just given the horses a drink, that's why the road was wet. it just gets blown out of proportion and misrepresented, you know, and it's pretty sad really on our behalf because we just get misrepresented all the time.
It's pretty unpleasant video, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is. No one likes to see a horse slip over, but the horse was stationary when it happened. It was parked on the corner, and it just slipped on the concrete, you know.
All right. Thank you for talking to us, Dean Crichton.